Hey, welcome to Therapy Sessions, the podcast where we turn up the volume on mental health conversations. It's all powered by Happy Jack Entertainment, a pioneering entertainment company that uses music and media to champion mental health. Now, each episode features conscious conversations with guests who share their personal experiences with mental health challenges and the strategies they use to manage them. This podcast right here is your sanctuary for meaningful dialogues that inspire change. So join us for captivating interviews, eye-opening discussions, and a community that is committed to breaking stigmas and fostering a more inclusive world. What's up? I'm your host, Maxwell. So all you got to do is tune in to Therapy Sessions and be a part of the movement that's making mental health a conversation we can all be a part of.
People always tell me, oh, slow down. Like, yeah. It'll take some time. And I'm like, time? What do you mean time? Yep. I was like, I need it right now. And it's crazy because now, like, 7-8 years later, it's like I couldn't have done all that back then.
Let's talk about the music and the space that you're in now. Like, what are karaoke. Let's just go ahead. Yes. Let's talk about that song. Come on now. You just gave us that record not too long ago.
Yes.
What is it about karaoke that you feel so proud to be able to share it with the world?
I love that song because A, it's sassy, and B, it's a real confident booster.
Yes.
It's really kind of like saying that, hey, I'm confident. I know what I'm worth.
Yep.
And because of that, I can get things my way.
Yeah.
So I just kind of want people, especially women listening to that song, to feel empowered and know that they're worth it.
Yes.
They can have any man they want as long as they're confident in yourself. Like, you can literally have anything you want, you know, and, you know, make them sing, bring the guys on their knees as long as you have that confidence.
And
any woman or man can tap into that.
Do you think that you would have been able to write that song 5 years ago? Or do you think that, so you found your confidence, like we've talked about in this conversation, to have that song be out now and to, you know, have it be now is the time. Just like this conversation, just like how we said, you know, years ago, which still blows my mind that we're on the phone freaking years ago, that it's going to happen, the two of us being able to sit down and have a bigger conversation. And this is only just the second of many that we're going to have. But yeah, 5 years
ago,
that song wouldn't have been possible.
I was writing from an angry place.
Got it.
I was writing from a place of like, damn, you did me dirty.
Yeah.
No one believed in me. Like, I was writing from a place like that. Mm-hmm. And now I'm at a place where I'm much more confident and I can tap into a bunch of different, like, subjects and feelings. And I can write from that confident place, you know?
That Anissa couldn't have stepped out on the stage at Tomorrowland in the pouring rain.
I used to think I could.
Yeah.
You know, it's the funny thing is that, you know, in the beginning, like, let's say when you first started, like, oh, I'm ready. Mm-hmm. You think you're ready. Like, you know what I mean? You haven't been through a lot and you think, oh, I could do this. I could do that. And, you know, people always tell me, oh, slow down. Like, it'll take some time. And I'm like, time? What do you mean time?
Yep.
I was like, I need it right now. And it's crazy because now, like 7-8 years later, it's like I couldn't have done all that back then. Everything happens for a reason, the right time, the right place.
To relate to you on that, I felt the same way. You know, I've been blessed to be a part of the Z100 family for some time now. But there are moments in my career where I looked at people in my position at this same radio station. I thought like, yo, I need to be there right now. And when I think about it, there was no way that I was prepared to be there then after learning all the things that I did up until that moment that I got
the
position.
That hunger. In the beginning, that hunger is what got us there.
100%. You know what I mean? Being dedicated, being driven.
You need to be DeLulu.
That.
Is that what you're
saying?
Oh, yes. You gotta be a little DeLulu.
You gotta
together.
Be a little DeLulu. Yeah, but you're gonna get there. All right, so let's fast forward to what's gonna be happening here in a couple of weeks because some things went down in Atlanta where they like blocked out an entire, like the whole city. And you had people down. But talk about this awesome experience that you have coming up here to share with the world.
Yeah, I get to star in the global holiday Foot Locker campaign, which is like a dream come true to me. I mean, I've been shopping at Foot Locker literally all my life.
Yep.
And so thinking of A, I don't see them ever work with artists. This is like, I think the first time that I've ever seen them work with artists. And for it to be me, I'm kind of like, really,
I'm starting
guys?
To try to
Thank
think,
you.
Yeah.
I'm like, very
look at
humble.
You,
like,
trendsetting you. And groundbreaking.
Yeah, but they, you know, they really wanted an international artist. And, you know, I've been really working the past few years to really establish myself as that. So it feels good from coming from a brand like Foot Locker. That's literally the OG and like the biggest, you know, sports lifestyle footwear brand. Brand. Yeah. It feels really good to get that recognition and just, you know, have them appreciate me as an artist. And then also my new song, What You Waiting For, that's dropping soon. That's going to be the song of the campaign.
Like,
and yeah, it's like me and some, and then like NBA players, and like, it's kind of crazy.
You must be pinching yourself. I mean, just knowing, again, based off of our entire conversation, that you have been hungry and working and doing all the right things. Even when there were moments of sadness, of hurt, of you know, heartache, to know that now everything is happening at this point in time for you, that validation, not that you were searching it out, must be the best thing when it's just bestowed upon you at this moment, just because you were being so true to who you are. Now you're getting to really showcase
it's great.
Your talent.
Thank you. No, it feels amazing because, you know, I'm doing things that, you know, a lot of people never thought I could do.
Yes.
And that's what makes things feel a little extra special.
Yes.
It's good. It's motivational.
It's
motivation. Pushes you. You don't think I could do it. I'm going to do it. And I'm going to do it 3 times better than you ever imagined.
What are you most proud of within yourself? Like, what's that thing that you are really like, you know what? You can look in the mirror and you can say, even on those days where it is tough, like, you know what? I can pick myself up and I can say, I am proud of myself for doing. What would it be?
Even on my darkest days and my worst days, I'm truly proud of myself for not giving up.
Yeah.
That is really it. You know, when I am feeling those moments of sadness and I'm feeling like this is not for me, I'm not worth it, all these emotions, I think to myself, what would the Anissa from 7 years ago, you know, say to you today? Keep going, don't give up, because I didn't.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm where I am today. So to anybody listening to this, anybody watching this, never give up.
Yeah.
I promise you, things get better, life gets better, and you'll get better, you'll be okay.
There's so many people who can relate to just that statement right there, Anissa, which is really something special is, you gotta stay hungry, you know what I mean?
For
you could
be
at the top of your game. I mean, Adele's not quitting. You know
oh,
what I'm saying?
No.
Lady Gaga ain't stopping.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? And those are people who could easily phone it in at any moment in time. But...
And they're all people. At the end of the day, we're all humans. We have the same emotions.
Mm.
Adele is in her feels. You can hear it in her music. You know what I mean? Everybody has emotions. We all feel the same things. At the end of the day, especially after meeting so many celebrities and stuff, the thing you realize is, wow, we're literally all humans. No one's on a pedestal. Everybody, you know, wakes up and goes to sleep the same. So, you know, we're all on the same level at the end of the day. We're all human and we all want to feel the same things. And for artists, it's our job to capture those feelings and put it in our art form and have people receive it and know they're not alone.
And that's why the fans love, that's why they connect. That's why you're seeing the numbers that you're seeing. What do your fans mean to you, knowing that they are all over this planet? How special is it to see that you're building this enormous sense of community with your fans?
It's incredible. It's everything I ever dreamed of.
Yeah.
Knowing I have people that love me, love my music, is the reason I started this. And getting to this moment and then it being so international and it just connecting with people that don't even speak English is like truly incredible to me. Because it's one thing to have, you know, Americans like my music, have American fans. I love that. It's amazing. But then having people that don't even speak English try and communicate to me that they love my song and they're my fans, that's just like a whole other level. So, I mean, this is everything I ever wanted. They mean everything to me. I wouldn't be here without my fans. I don't care where you are around the world. If you're my fan, I love you.
Yeah, I can feel the smile on your heart right now when
For sure.
talk about that, because it is coming from such a genuine place.
Yeah.
It is you being, you know, the best version of you at this moment, and knowing that there's going to be an even better version of you as you continue to grow and connect with yourself. And,
I'm excited for that.
And do the
I'm
right things.
For
yeah.
The, I'm excited for the Anissa that comes out 2024, 2025.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see the growth.
Yes.
Every year we grow.
Just thank you for, and I like to say this too, people who I genuinely connect with is thank you for being you. Thank you for being so dedicated to trying to be your best version of yourself, because you're not shortchanging yourself. Yeah. And in turn, that allows us as fans of your craft to know that we're really there supporting someone who fully believes in themselves. And it's a special thing. And
now
you do,
I have a duty.
Special.
I have a duty now that I have fans. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I have a duty. Like, they want to see me happy. They want to make sure I'm good. They will sense any bit of sadness when I'm posting on my stories or something, anything. Niece, are you okay? Like, we need you to be okay. So, you know, I have this duty to make sure I'm okay and make sure that I bounce back from my funk that I'm having. Mm-hmm. So, you know, because I'm inspiring other people. If, you know, I'm preaching positivity, I need to be positive myself. I can't just preach positivity and be a negative person.
You
know what I mean? I inspire people, and that's my duty. That's my job. And that also helps me check myself.
You're doing it damn well, homie. You're doing it damn well. This was a conversation that was supposed to happen right here. One time for the one time. Another amazing conversation. This is what happens on the Therapy Sessions podcast, man. This is where we turn up the volume mental health awareness. And this is someone who I am so grateful that I get to call a friend. Everybody
here in the room.
Let's give it up one more time for Anissa. Love you to
death.
Thank you so much, Max. Yeah, girl. There it is.
You've been listening to Therapy Sessions, powered by Happy Jack Entertainment. Make sure you're subscribing to our podcast to be alerted when our next episode drops and when we continue the conversation. Speaking of conversation, if you like what you've heard and want to help us grow, all you got to do is leave a review. And if you feel like you want to take action and join the movement, well, just make sure to tag us at Happy Jack Entertainment on Instagram and hashtag Therapy Sessions Pod so we can join in as well.